USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An hour ago, we have received the reports from Mariupol about the usage of poisonous gas. We did not receive the confirmation yet, but we are already working as a government on making sure there are enough antidotes that we would have for the eastern territories.
Kira Rudik on Newsmax is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. Reports out of Ukraine on chemical weapons being used by Russian forces. It should be noted that we're still waiting on confirmation of the outlawed weapon. Many of Shanghai, China's 26 million residents are facing food shortages as the Chinese government's strict COVID lockdowns have residents unable to leave their homes, even for food. Inflation numbers will be released this morning. Last month, the consumer price index rose nearly 8%, and experts are warning March's numbers are expected to be very bad. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
PG&E will cough up tens of millions of dollars to pay off fines and civil cases. Kenneth Burns reports.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. Six counties were devastated by last year's Dixie Fire and the Kincade Fire in 2019. PG&E still faces criminal charges for the 2020 wildfire in Shasta County that killed four people. The nation's largest utility company must also submit to 5 years of oversight in an attempt to prevent more fires.
About a year ago, Apple released the AirTag. Attach an AirTag to your purse, keys, wallet, even your car, and if you lose it, the device will ping every nearby Apple product with Bluetooth turned on to triangulate its location. An investigation by Motherboard says there are 50 cases of women calling the police because they started getting notifications of their whereabouts. They were being tracked by an AirTag they did not own. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ukrainian parliament has heard allegations of Russia using chemical weapons during their siege of Mariupol. Ukrainian parliament member Kira Rudik told Newsmax on Monday they're still awaiting confirmation.
Yes, an hour ago we have received the reports from Mariupol about the usage of poisonous gas. We did not receive the confirmation yet, but we are already working as a government on making sure there are enough antidotes that we would have for the eastern territories. And I want to remind everybody that we are not able right now to get anything in Mariupol, and we are not able to get people out of there. It is a complete siege. But if these reports are confirmed, then I would like to call to the President Biden on his promise that if the chemical weapons is being used in Ukraine, there will be another round of sanctions and there will be another action in Ukraine. I can tell you this. I was extremely upset when I heard that Putin is using chemical weapons, then we would act. Right now, it seems that he will have to act on his words.
As the Omicron variant of the coronavirus moved very fast around the world, a switch in the vaccine delivery system from a shot to a nasal sniff could create a wall of immunity right where the viruses get into the body. Scientists are working on such a delivery system. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.